One of you one time mentioned to me, he said, Father, don't concentrate on just the Gospels, but instead read the epistle or do a homily on the epistle. And I know who I'm speaking of, and I'm looking for her, and I don't see her here at the moment. So I thought, I'll do that. So listen again briefly. Oh, and somebody complained about my reading the lessons again. I'm not sure you can really hear these things too many times. So I pray that you may grow in patience, as I know I have to grow in patience. But it's a very small lesson. This is the second letter. It comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Brethren, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and move among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate from them, says the Lord, and touch nothing unclean. And I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse. Let us cleanse. Let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, and make holiness perfect in the fear of God. I want you to keep one phrase in mind, or one name. I want you to keep the name of Squinky in mind. Squinky. Growing up, there were a number of us in the neighborhood, and you know how we love to give nicknames to each other. Well, we moved into this neighborhood, and one of my friends was this little fellow, Squinky. I have no idea what that meant. He could see, he didn't squink. I mean, you know, I don't know where the name came from, but we always called this guy Squinky. Well, one week, month, whatever, they were building a new home in our development. And I use that word very loosely. I'm talking 50 years ago, well, not quite that long, in eastern North Carolina. So when I say development, believe me, very humble. Anyway, as part of the construction, they dug a big hole in the yard for the septic tank. We don't use those a lot in the city now because we're all on city sewer. But out in the county, out in the country, you have a septic tank. Many of the older people may know what that is. These are fairly large containers, I believe. I've never actually seen one. Anyway, so there was a fairly large hole. I don't know if they'd finished digging this hole, but there was a large hole in this yard. And it had been raining, and it had filled up somewhat, and it was muddy. Oh boy, was it muddy. And all the guys were around this hole, right? So Squinky comes up to me and says, hey, we got to go check out this hole, right? So we go over. We're looking, and all the guys are hanging around, and, you know, I wonder how deep it is. I wonder if there are any snakes in there. You know, we're just, you know how boys are. I couldn't have been any more than six. Well, Squinky had an agenda the whole time, and I didn't know it. He talked me up to the edge of that slippery, muddy. I mean, it was nasty. It was probably in the fall, so it was a little cold, too. He talked me up to the edge, right? You know what Squinky did? I get close, and old Squink gives me the elbow. Boom, I'm right in there, plop. Man, I to this day can remember my eyes seeing muddy water. Just, ooh, I don't know what was in that. I don't remember how deep it was, but it wasn't shallow. I don't remember being afraid, oh no, I'm going to drown. But I do remember thinking, when I could think because everybody was laughing at me. You know, I'm standing there looking up and they're all laughing. Oh, look at Wallace, you know, the idiot ended up in the dirty pit. You know, how am I going to get back out of this thing? Because the walls were pretty sheer and there was a slope, a slant. I don't know, maybe they slid the tank in there. I don't know. But there was no climbing out of this thing. Because it was so wet and muddy. Well, at the time, I didn't really care. The guys are laughing. They're having fun. Well, Squinky, bless his heart, he was having a little too much fun. And before you know it, guess what? Plop, he ended up too. Well, Squink wasn't a big guy. I'm not big, but he was smaller than me. So it was a little tougher for him. Well, somebody went and got my mom. Now, Mom was not happy, okay? We could have been hurt, and I know I was filthy. I mean, from here to here, red North Carolina clay mud. I mean, it was just terrible. And I probably smelled bad, that water. Who knows how long it had been in there. Anyway, she showed up with a broom, an old broom, right? Because, I mean, it's deep. How are you going to get, you know, how are you going to get them out? So she came, and she wasn't very happy. And I see her, and I'm overjoyed. I'm still a little sore at Squinky for pushing me in. So, you know, I reach up and I'm going to grab the broom handle. And she waves me off. I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? I'm the son here, not him. She says, Squinky can't get out if you don't help him. Because he couldn't reach. There was just enough that he couldn't reach the end of the broom. So she made me help Squinky get out first. Now, between me and you, I was perfectly willing to leave old Squink in that hole. I was going to climb out, see you later, pal. That's your, you know, that's our human nature for you, right? Well, she wouldn't let me do that. She said, no, we're going to help him get out of this pit, just like I'm helping you. So, okay, all right, whatever. I come over, give Squink a lift, she pulls him out, then I get out, and I go home, and I catch it, and I get in trouble with Dad, okay, the whole bit, right? The lesson here is, she wouldn't let me just save myself, if you will. And neither does Jesus Christ. Look, I emphasize the word cleanse. And cleansing made me think of that dirty pit for some reason. But spiritually speaking, we are all in a dirty pit. If we admit it, if our pride doesn't get in the way, all of us are flopping around in the dirty pit of our sins. Selfishness, pride, greed, the list is endless. We speak of them often. We all have them. If you think you don't have this mud on you, this spiritual mud, then be careful, because you've got a big dirt cloud of pride right over your eyes. All right? We all are in this muddy pit, and we all need to cleanse ourselves. How do we do that? Well, we do that with prayer, with confession, with repentance, with genuine sorrow. If our brother or sister does something to us, we forgive them, right? If our wife or husband or family does something, we forgive them. I'm not saying it's easy, but this is what's involved. If someone comes to us and asks for forgiveness, we grant it. I'm not saying we're necessarily going to like doing it, but this is what is involved in cleansing that spiritual mud from ourselves. It's getting cleansed. It's participating in the sacramental life of the church. Do you realize right now, many of you have just received Holy Communion. You are pure, perfect, and holy. If I had the spiritual eyes, I could see the light of Christ radiating out of each of your hearts, because you have just accepted the body and blood of Christ with faith and love and fear into your very body and soul. Myself also. But of course, sure enough, we walk out of here, and within moments, we fall. We slip back into the mud, don't we? Ah, somebody cut me off in traffic. Oh, I've got to do this tomorrow. Oh, whatever. That's why we must continually participate in the sacramental life. Each sacrament is a small cleansing. It's a wash-off, or it's a full cleansing. But just like my mother, we're not here just to cleanse ourselves. Part of our challenge is to help others, is to draw them to Christ, is to draw them to faith and hope and love. We have to help them, if they want it, out of the pit. And that's our ministry. That's what we're here for. We're here this morning to worship God, to hopefully save ourselves, to grow in the faith. But the ministry is taking that broom handle and sticking it down into that ditch, into that pit, and saying, here, let us help you. Come. Come to the young at heart. Come to the Mother's Morning Out. Come to whatever programs we have. Come to these ministries and find community. Find faith and hope and love. Find fellowship. Find God in the name of Christ.